So let's review. Zak de Mishnah, v'nedar almana u'grusha, yakum ala, keitzad. The pasuk says that the nedar of a widow or divorcee always remains in effect. This would be obvious, since an almana u'grusha does not have a husband to revoke her nedar, and she's no longer in her father's rishus. Therefore, the Mishnah clarifies that the pasuk refers to a case where amra harei nazir la'achol amadyan. She stipulated that her nazirus begins only in 30 days. Even if she gets married before the Naziris begins, her husband cannot revoke the nether, because they were not married when she made the nether. However, in the inverse case, Nadra behibrishus habal, meifrala, keitzad, amra harein nazir la'achad lamet. If a married woman accepts Naziris with this same stipulation, her husband's hafar is valid, even if he dies or divorces her within the 30 days, because they were married when she made the nether. The Gemara explains our Mishnah by quoting a machlokes regarding a similar situation. Amana ugrusha she'amra, harei nazir she'enasei v'nisus. An unmarried woman who accepts naziris and specifies that it should begin when she gets married. Rabbi Shmuel Omer yafer, because she was married at the time of chalois ha'nedah, when the nether took effect. Rabbi Kiva Omer lo yofer, because she was not married, b'shas amira, when she made the nether. The Gemara explains that they both derive their respective opinions from different parts of the same pasuk, which reads in full, v'nedra almanu ugrusha, kol asha asra al-nafsha yokum alau. Rabbi Shmuel focuses on the first phrase, v'nedra almanu ugrusha, nedr b'shas almanus v'gerishin. Rabbi Shmuel understands this to be referring to the chalois ha-nedr. If the nether takes effect when she's an almana ugrusha, it cannot have a far. Therefore, in this case, since she was married at the time of chalois ha-nether, he can nullify it. Rabbi Kiva focuses on the second phrase, kol asha asra al nafsha, isra nether b'shas almanus b'gerishin. We follow the shas amira. If she made the nether at the time that she was a widow or divorcee, it cannot have a far. Therefore, since she was not married b'shas amira, he cannot nullify it. Based on this, the Braisa continues to explain the inverse case. Eishes ish she'amra harei nazira likasha esgarish. V'nisgarisha, a married woman who accepts naziris and specifies that it should begin after she gets divorced. Rabbi Shmuel Omer lo yofer, because he follows chalois ha-nedr, at which time she's no longer married. And Rabbi Kiva Omer yofer, because he follows shas amira, at which time she is married. Apparently, Masnit and Rabbi Kiva, our Mishnah, follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that the Shas Amira is the crucial point, and therefore getting married or divorced before the Neder takes effect does not change its status. However, the Gemara suggests, Afila Tema Rabbi Shmuel, the Mishnah can be explained according to Rabbi Shmuel as well, because Braisa Talia Nafsha Ben Nisuin. In the Braisa's case, she made the Naziris dependent on her marriage, and as the Ran explains, it's impossible for the Shas Amira and the Chalois HaNeder to be Bershus Echad, while she has the same status. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the determining factor is the Chalois HaNeder as per her stipulation. However, Masnit and Talia Nafsha B'Yoymei, in the Mishnah's case, she made the Naziris dependent on a specific date. Therefore, Shalma Yoymei V'loy Nisgarsha, Shalma Yoymei V'loy Misnasva, it is possible for her to retain her status at the end of the 30 days. And so even if it did happen to change, Rabbi Shmuel agrees that we still follow the Shas Amira. The Mishnah continues, Nadra bay bayayim, neskarsha bay bayayim, hechzira bay bayayim. If she got married, made a neder, was divorced, and then remarried the same person all on the same day, Eina yachalahaf, her husband cannot revoke the neder. The Ran explains, if the second marriage was with Nisuin, it's because Eina bal mefer b'kaidman, he cannot revoke prior nedarim. If the second marriage was only with Erison, although Oris Mefer B'Kaidman, however, Oris Mefer B'Shutfes Ha'av, an Oris can only revoke together with the father, and if the first marriage was with Nisuin, the father cannot partner with him to revoke the neder because Kimin Shenissus, Shuv Ein Lavir, Zchuspa, once she had Nisuin, she permanently leaves his domain. The Mishnah concludes, Zaha Klal, Kol Sheyotz L'Shus Atma Sha'achas, Ina Yoch L'Hafer. The general rule is that once she leaves his domain, he can no longer be mefer. The Gemara explains that this means to include a case where Moser Ha'av L'Shluchi Habal, her father delivered her to the husband's messengers. This Mesira functions as a Nisuin, and he therefore loses his power over her. Zakt the Mishnah, Teisha Na'oris Nedrein Kayomen. There are 9 girls whose Nedarim cannot be revoked. The Gemara explains that this is the opinion of Rabbi Huda. However, the Chacham say Shalish Na'oris Nedrein Kayomen. There are only 3 girls whose Nedarim cannot be revoked. By Geras, a girl 12 and a half years of age, the phase reached 6 months after Na'oris. Yusayma, an orphan. Yusayma B'chayu Ha'av, a girl whose father lost his ability to marry her off since she previously underwent Nisuin. The Ran explains that Rabbi Huda does not actually add any cases to this list. Rather, depolik kol chad mehani tlas gavni litlasa. He breaks down each of the 3 basic categories into 3 variations. The Yerushalmi adds that Rabbi Huda described all these scenarios l'chadid esal talmidim to sharpen his students' ability to compare and contrast similar cases. The 9 cases are begeres v'hi yusayma, a previously married begeres, naira begeres v'hi yusayma, a Naira who made a neder and then became a Begeris and was previously married. Naira Shle Bagra B'Yisayma, a previously married Naira. These are 3 variations of a Yisayma B'Chai Ha'av. Begeris Umesaviyah, a Begeris whose father died. Naira Begeris Umesaviyah, a Naira who made a neder and then became a Begeris whose father died. Naira Shle Bagra Umesaviyah, a Naira whose father died. These are 3 possible scenarios of a Yisayma. Naira Shemesa Via Umeshemesa Via Bagra, a Naira who made a neder, after which her father died and she then became a Begeris. Begeris Vavia Kayim, a Begeris whose father is alive. Naira Begeris Vavia Kayim, a Naira who made a neder and subsequently became a Begeris whose father is alive. These are 3 possible cases of a Begeris. The Mishnah concludes Rabbi Huda Omer, Afa Masi Bite Haktana Venis Almano Oynis Garsha, Vachazra Etzle Vaidain Hit Naira. Rabbi Huda adds that the father loses his rights to marry her off, even if the nisun occurred when she was a minor. Zakta Mishnah, Kainim She'ni Nena La'aba U'lavicha Im Uysani Alpicha. If a woman forbade herself to benefit from her father or father-in-law, if she does something that benefits her husband, or the inverse case, She'ni Nenis Lach Im Uysani Alpi Abba V'Alpi Avicha, she vowed not to benefit from her husband if she benefits her father, Harezi Yafer, her husband can revoke the neder. The Gemara quotes a dissenting opinion. She'eni nenes la'abo lovicha ma'ani oise la'picha, Reb Nosson Omer lo yafer, v'chacham Omer yafer. Similarly, netula ani min ha'yehudim im misham shosich, if she forbids herself to engage in marital relations with others, if she has relations with her husband, Reb Nosson maintains that lo yafer, while the chacham say yafer. Now, we learned on Daf Pei Beis that hano is plainly a lie, not benefiting from any specific person, is inu nefesh according to the Chachamim, and beinoy lebeino according to Rabbi Yisi. Therefore, the Ran explains the Chacham say that he can nullify the neder, because in the first case, mahashto mitzra, both the neder not to benefit from her father and the tnai not to benefit her husband, are at least devarim shebeinoy lebeino, and so the relationship is affected immediately. Consequently, chal haneder mikri, it's as if the neder is already effective, and so he can be mefer. In the second case, however, the Tanai entailed not benefiting her father, which involves neither Ina Nefesh, nor Dvarim Shebeinoy Lebeino, and so it should be possible to avoid activating the neder. Yet he can revoke this neder as well, because Tulsa Tana B'davar She'asu Yalav Rolav, she will certainly violate the condition, since Efsha Le'isha Shetamed Asma Shleitasa Le'aviv Ulaviyah, a woman cannot successfully refrain from benefiting her father, since it's inevitable that the neder will eventually take effect. He can revoke it afa b'shlechal ha-neder, even before it takes effect. However, Reb Nosson holds that he cannot be made for the neder, ki even the lechal mamish, until it actually takes effect.